Correspondence Course on this moment of Indiana history. Today, we eagerly track packages online. Will our order arrive when promised? Residents of Vincennes and the few other towns in Indiana Territory in 1800 knew the answer to that question all too well. Before that year, all mail going out of Indiana had left from Vincennes on an uncertain schedule, and from there traveled either to Louisville or Cincinnati before being sent to its final destination. In 1800, the Postal Service finally established a weekly there-and-back-again route from Vincennes to Louisville. The mail carrier spent 3 days en route in each direction. Carriers were responsible for delivery in all kinds of weather. They could claim inability to reach their destination, but if any other traveler could get through by any means, the mailman was penalized. Vincennes residents who wanted their mail to go westward to the settlement in Kaskaskia were less fortunate. The government was unable to find a contractor willing to make a weekly trek into the wilderness to deliver mail to the relatively few citizens who lived anywhere beyond Vincennes, so mail delivery occurred once every 4 weeks. As the Indiana Territory grew, the number of post offices slowly increased. In 1809, Corydon acquired its own office. By 1812, Territorial Representative Jonathan Jennings used his influence to bring a weekly postal route through Madison and Jeffersonville. By 1814, there were 16 post offices and a growing number of post roads throughout the territory. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.